BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, Real or No Real, with a very sassy listener. Chris shares something very strange that his family do on WhatsApp, and that leads to a really weird call from someone about her family on Facebook. And Carol Kirkwood with a hilarious innuendo bingo.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning. Do you ever have those mornings when you leave the house and you're like, have I left the shower on? Have I done this? Have I done that? I'm having one of those.
And have you?
I don't think so, but I can't be sure. I just don't remember turning it off. Do you know what I mean? I don't think so. My mum's there anyway, so like eventually it'll wake her up and she'll
yeah,
turn it off.
Yeah, I get well paranoid about, oh, you've not locked her in, have you? Sorry, that's a thought.
Oh, no.
That'll be what you're thinking of. You've locked your mum in again. You've locked your mum in again. That's happened.
Hang on, have I got my
keys? Do you remember the problems that caused last time? Your poor mum, trapped in the house, no way of escape. And she's not, unfortunately...
This is good at, realising it on air, isn't it?
She's not the kind of lady that can just get out the window like that.
No, she's not. She's not that agile.
So what...
I've got my keys.
Yes.
Is that good?
No.
No, that's not good.
I'll tell you what will have happened this morning, because it's happened before. You will have... probably not left the shower on. That will be fine.
It's
probably
just
had some toast. That's all fine.
Yeah, something's happened. I don't know what it is.
Right, what's happened is you've locked your mum in your house again.
Do you remember the police came last time? And she had to tell...
Oh, it was a nightmare situation.
She had to persuade them that she wasn't a burglar.
Yes.
Through the letterbox.
Yes. Didn't you turn the alarm on so it all went off?
The alarm went on, the police came, and she was going to the policeman through the letterbox.
Oh,
I'm his son. I'm not a burglar. Oh, excellent. I hope that hasn't happened again. Sorry, Mum, if it has. Well, she's not even listening. It doesn't matter.
This is...
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Let's take a call. Hello? Hello? Who's that?
Hello. Annalise.
Sorry, I pressed the wrong button. Annalise, where are you?
I'm from Porthcawl in South Wales.
How can I help?
I'm just ringing to ask... on the 100 hot names that we were talking about yesterday,
yeah.
Where's Stefan?
Stefan.
Chris,
can you get the list up? This is the list we were talking about yesterday, which is the 100 sexiest male names. Stefan. Why are you asking about Stefan?
Stefan Powell, obviously.
The newsreader. Stefan Powell, the newsreader.
Indeed, yes.
And are you a family or friend?
No.
What are you saying about Stefan?
He is lovely.
He is lush.
But are you just saying that because you hear his voice and assume he's lush?
Well, no, I just heard his voice and thought he's Welsh, he's lush, lovely. And then I saw him on a video for like Gamescom for Newsbeat and I thought, well, hello.
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 Have you got a poster of him on your wall?
Oh. I don't, unfortunately. I don't think my boyfriend would like that very much.
Okay. Do you want to speak to him?
Oh, maybe.
Or is that too awkward? Because he's just literally arrived now.
We can make these
dreams happen.
Oh, no, it's fine. Just say hi. It might make your day. You never know.
Hi there, all right? How's it going?
Hi, Stefan.
Oh, it's gone Welsh. I love it.
I just turned it on a bit there, didn't I?
All right.
I went up a notch.
How's it going, all right?
I was in Bridgend yesterday. It just makes it come out of you more.
I love it, yeah.
Were you? I work in Bridgend.
Oh, no.
What are the chances?
Should have come for a drink.
Oh, yes, it would have.
Oh, if only, eh?
This is quite boyfriend limiting, I think. All right, thanks, Stefan. All right, is Stefan on the list?
He's not. No,
he's not on the list.
What?
No. Not even in the top 100.
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
sorry, Annalise.
What a shame.
I know.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I'll let you go then. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, what's going on this morning? There's a lot of pictures floating about of Brooklyn Beckham doing his driving test. What car did you do your driving test in? Can you remember? Or
yes.
Driving lessons?
Yeah, mine was a Wissan Huayqua.
Was it?
Yeah, because it was my instructor's car.
Yeah. So a small little car there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brooklyn's, of course, doing his in a Mercedes Way Class.
No way.
Yeah, just because you would do your driver lessons in a Merc, wouldn't you?
Is he doing his lesson? Did you say his test or lessons?
I think lessons.
Is he chauffeur driven during the lessons?
Oh no, it is. Yeah, it's driving lessons. It looks that way. Yes, it's a nice car. Also, there's some pictures around of Chris Hemsworth doing one-armed pull-ups. All right, stop showing off dem guns.
Can you see his feet?
Actually, you can't.
Right,
he's just standing up there, isn't he?
There's someone underneath him. Mark Wahlberg taught us that one.
He did, actually.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, can't see my feet, can you?
If you ever see Mark Wahlberg doing one-arm pull-ups, there is a man or lady underneath basically lifting him.
Yeah. And the best pictures of the morning, which are floating around, is the opening of a restaurant in London last night. For some reason, Paris Hilton was there.
Hello.
But so was, like, Professor Green, Dougie off McFly, an example. And in all the pictures that they have with Paris Hilton, you can tell, look on their faces that, like, it's Paris Hilton. Particularly Professor Green.
Do you think he's doing it in a way which is like, probably there he's saying it's really cool and really nice to meet her, but really he thinks it's a bit of a joke?
Yeah.
He's actually starstruck?
I don't know. They've just all got a look on their face of like, oh God, I'm in a picture of Paris Hilton.
As she shades on?
No, all shades off, actually. Dougie looks particularly uncomfortable. The Scott Mills Daily. I bet if we had access to Google stats at the moment, a lot of it would be Google image searching of Stefan Powell. Seems to be a lot of people doing that, including Liam in Manchester, just wanted to see him for research purposes. Also Hannah in London. And Emma in York, who is slightly disappointed because she has always thought that Stefan's name was Stefan Powell, as in pow, and just now has realised that it's Powell and slightly disappointed. She's not going to lie.
I like that Liam in Manchester has been on, as you said, because Liam was voted number one in the top 100 sexy names list, wasn't it?
Yeah, Liam's. You've got the hottest name in the world.
Yeah, and I noticed this in yesterday's show, and it seems to be following on to today, that all Liams seem to have the right to now look at other people. Like Liam's text here, just Google Stefan. To be fair, he's a good-looking lad.
Yeah, all right. Who gave you the authority? Well, you've got the hottest name in the world.
He's got the hottest name.
Yeah,
that's why.
That was Jake Bugg and Give Me the Love. It's 6:55 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Real or No Real's coming up. Also, some classic Paramore. I'm going to play Muramasa and the Vamps and Omi next. Inyo Domingo is going to be good today. And I predict short, sharp showers in Carol Kirkwood's face. Carol Kirkwood, off of The Weather, is playing Innuendo Bingo again, which is just huge news. I didn't think she would do it again.
No, you're right, actually. I'm surprised. I was very surprised when the text came through last night.
Yeah, but we made the call and Carol is on after 9:30 this morning. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily. Geordie Shawlock were in on Tuesday for Innuendo Bingo. We had Marnie, we had Holly, and we had Scotty T. Video's doing all right for itself. You want to see them getting wet, then you can find it. Where can you find it? Is it on the big telly? It's on BBC iPlayer.
Is it?
Who'd have thought? Geordie Shaw on BBC iPlayer. That's a first, isn't it?
That's...
And probably a last.
That's right. What a game changer.
Isn't it? They must be looking at that thinking, check us out on the BBC.
God, it is a clever way for these shows to sneak onto the BBC, actually.
Isn't it?
We haven't thought about
that's
that.
That's never going to happen again.
They can just sort of sneak onto iPlayer there.
Yeah. And basically, it looks like, to them, looks like they're like on BBC One.
Yeah.
Anyway, Holly, Marnie and Scotty T getting a proper soak in on BBC iPlayer now. Innuendo Bingo has its own programme, which makes it feel very important, on BBC iPlayer. The Scott Mills Daily. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show and Real or No Real. Good morning, Sophie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. So how old are you?
I'm 20.
And you are a production student for TV?
Yes, I am. Very prestigious.
And whereabouts is that?
In Bournemouth.
Oh, I love BOMO.
Yeah, it's great. You've never been, though.
I have been there.
Have you?
Yeah.
Not when I
was at uni. Loads of times. No, I have not actually played student-wise there for a while.
Yeah, we were quite offended when you didn't come on your student tour.
Yeah. A few unis took offence to that.
Yeah, they did, actually, yeah.
Do you feel like you may have snubbed Bournemouth, Scott?
A little bit, yeah. But I do like Bournemouth and all the people in it.
A few good nights out at the fire station.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lollipop.
Oh, yeah. Lollipop, yeah. What have you learned about the world of TV since doing production?
Not a lot.
Oh, good.
But
it's going
really
well,
like
then.
It.
You don't like it?
No, not really.
Do you?
Are you glad you chose this?
Yeah.
Do you watch TV shows and find that you're well critical of them?
Yeah, all the time, and it's so annoying.
Has it ruined TV for you?
It has definitely ruined TV for me.
Shall we play Real or No Real?
Yes.
Let's do this. Come on, Sophie, here we go.
Superstar DJ Avicii is giving out his mobile number on Twitter because he's missing his fans since retiring.
Now, no that says to me, hello, I'm missing the attention. I know I've said I've retired, but here's my number anyway, just in case you fans fancy getting in touch with me because I miss you.
I think this is a DM that might have gone wrong. Like, he's accidentally put his number out on Twitter because why? He's got so many fans. He'd get so many calls. He'd be bombarded.
Mm.
It's pretty cool, but a bit weird. A bit creepy.
How nuts is that, if that's real, that you can put Avicii's number in your phone? I'd love that. If this is real, I'm going to do that right away.
Are you?
Because it's just quite cool to go through your phone and have Avicii in.
And will you be putting it in as Avicii or real name Tim?
Avicii, obviously.
I'd like to put it in as Tim, please.
I'd do it as Avicii, so anyone who happened to see my phone would see Avicii in there and think that's quite cool.
I'm going to put it in as Tim Burglar, so that people don't mistake it for Tim Burgling and try and ring it, and they'll just think it's a local burglar instead. That makes sense to me in my mind at this time of the morning.
Surely you just explode, though.
Who will explode?
The phone.
The burglar, what? You're confusing me, Sophie, keep up.
The phone will explode if it gets that many messages.
It would actually explode, though, would it?
No, but...
Oh, I see what you mean. You mean it'd be quite busy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why you do this, but what do you think? Is it real or no real, Sophie?
It's got to be no real.
I just don't understand how someone this famous could give away his mobile number, so I think no real.
That one is real.
What?
Yes, for the past few weeks, Avicii has been asking his fans to text him on his personal mobile, which he has given out on Twitter. He's been asking his followers to hit him up and keep him coming. Maybe we should call him, or maybe you can only just text it, because that would get annoying with calls all the time, wouldn't it?
Well, where can I get his number?
It's just on his Twitter.
Give me his number.
Got his number. Okay, here, everyone, is Avicii's number.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
It's +46.
Oh, hang on. How do you do a plus?
Oh, come on.
Some of us don't have to do this very often.
All right, Nan.
Plus. Oh, you hold down zero. Plus.
+46.
Yeah.
769. 436.
Yep.
383.
New contact.
Please bear with me. I might not be super quick to reply.
Are you going to send him a picture of your rash, Chris?
Question of the day. Let's move on from that, please.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't heard this, Chris had a... We played Inuyo Bingo.
Don't need to explain it. Everyone knows what...
I'm fading you out. We played Inuyo Bingo so much a few weeks ago, 5 times in a week, that Chris had to go to the doctor with an Inuyo Bingo rash because he was a bit concerned about it. You haven't had another one since the Geordie Shore lot have been on, have you?
I don't think so. I've not need to go for a checkup.
All right, cool.
What do you want me to send him then? Just a message or do you want me to send a picture?
I'll let you think about it during this next Real or No Real.
I'll send him a picture.
Here's the next one.
In 1 year, Dwayne The Rock Johnson consumes more than 1/3 of a ton of cod.
Sorry, I'm texting Avicii.
Oh, come on.
I'm just sending him a picture of me in a cardboard cutout of Justin Bieber.
Excellent. He'll like that.
All right, mate. Me and Bieber say hi.
What about me?
All right.
And Sophie says hi. Put that.
I'll put in brackets. And Sophie. Cool. Should I put TB or is that a bit hurt?
No, don't.
Yeah, don't put that.
How many kisses?
One.
I love that you get embarrassed about this. He won't know that I know you. Don't worry. You get so awkward about stuff like this. It's like whenever we go to the kind of party where someone famous might be there, you get so aggy with me.
Yeah.
Don't go talk to them.
Yeah.
Don't shout that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that with your trousers.
Just
like
because,
you're such a control freak.
Yeah. At some point, we're going to have to see him again. It'll just be awkward. Anyway, back to the Dwayne Rock Johnson. Does he eat more
I
than one...
I missed it. Sorry, what was it?
In 1 year, Dwayne the Rock Johnson consumes more than one third of a ton of cod.
Oh, you're back in the room now.
That's awesome.
That's a lot, isn't it?
That guy is massive. He's an absolute machine.
He has
he's huge.
Just a fish and then a rice cake.
But that's in 1 year. A third of a ton of cod. That's a lot of cod.
Yeah. If it was one of those programs where they're like, you know, when it's those bad eating programs and they get all the pizzas and like donuts and stuff that you've eaten over the year and blend them all up. Imagine that, but with cod.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty awesome.
I'm just thinking, you are what you eat, which makes him one third of a ton cod. What are you, do you think, in a year, what is the food that you eat more than anything?
I know yours.
Go on.
Minced beef.
Yeah, but in lasagna form. I genuinely think in a year I go close to a ton of pizza.
I'm definitely pizza too.
Are you?
Yeah.
You dirty pair.
Well, what are you then?
I'm just probably a ton of kale.
a ton of kale.
Can't be open, it's just quinoa.
Crab.
Crab, all right.
Yeah, but pizza.
I heard that.
Thing is, pizza weighs more than kale, doesn't it? So you would have to eat a hell of a lot more kale to catch up with one third of a ton of pizza.
What about The Rock, though? Does he eat more than one third of a ton of cod every year?
It's definitely real.
I remember reading that he does this ridiculous diet, loads of food, like ridiculous amount of meals per day. But I don't think one third of a ton of cod is realistic. So I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
What?
The Rock recently revealed that he eats approximately one third of a US ton of cod in a single year as part of his strict meal plans. On top of that, he also devours 12 eggs, steak and chicken as part of his 7 daily meals.
Whoa.
We're in the middle of playing Real or No Real with Sophie, who's 20 from Bournemouth. Are you okay to wait there a minute, Sophie?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do some more in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Thursday morning's Real or No Real. Sophie is with us. Are you ready for another fact, Sophie?
Yep.
Here we go.
The 1975's Twitter account is run by frontman Matty's mum, Denise Welch.
She does love Twitter.
She does, and she also loves hanging out with the people that she's met through Matty being in the 1975. Did you see that picture of her recently at Coachella with Jared Leto?
Of course, yeah, very
classic,
impressed.
Classic mum thing to do.
Yeah, my mum would so do that.
My mum would as well, if I was friends with someone that famous. She'd be straight on.
But also, isn't it great that pop stars will employ their family members to work with them, especially when they're super famous? Taylor Swift, for example, has her mum as manager, is that right?
Andrea the momager.
So I actually think it's conceivable that Matty would have got his mum to run the Twitter.
Yeah, definitely. But I don't know, she's too busy doing her own. She's always fighting with Katie Hopkins.
That's true.
Oh yeah, she is a lot.
And you don't want to get the two accounts mixed up, do you?
Wouldn't really go.
Switches
good,
from 1975 to actual Denise, but she. So the thing is with the 1975 thing is they're always in capitals, aren't they?
Always capitals, yeah.
And spaces,
yeah.
So it is a bit like how you imagine your mum would be on Twitter,
or like I'll let you into a little secret. When Louis Walsh sometimes texts, not for a while, all capitals, no full stops, no commas.
Mm.
Real or no real? Is the Twitter account of the 1975 run by TV's Denise Welsh?
No real.
It's a lovely idea, but I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, no. Matty from the 1975's mum does not run their Twitter account, although whoever does run it loves writing in capitals and spacing out all the letters, like a bit off of mum's. And at the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 10. Sophie, you got 20.
Yes. Woo. 20 points for you.
Thank you for my age.
Scott, I still haven't had a text back from Avicii yet.
Well, it wouldn't be that instant, would it?
I don't know. Shall we try hurry him along? Can we call him? Will you let me do this?
You want to call Avicii on the number he's put out on his Twitter?
Why don't we try it?
Yeah, go for it. Lol if he answers.
Okay,
okay,
cool.
Try. Ringing.
It says on our computer screen, right? It says Sweden, so it's definitely him.
That's good,
whoa,
isn't it?
Oh, he's got a Vici ringtone.
Levels.
How's he done that? I want that.
Come on, Tim.
This is nuts. This is what happens when you call a Vici.
Is this polyphonic?
Yes? Avicii?
Oh, is that it? It just rings off. Oh. How annoying is that, Sophie?
That's so disappointing.
I know.
What a letdown. I'm glad he's retired.
I mean, that's shade.
What's the plans for the rest of the day, please?
Not a lot. I'm a student, so I've handed in my dissertation and my graduate project, so I've only got one thing left to do now.
Yes.
Big up.
So you've got nothing to do?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, well, have a great day doing absolutely zero.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Too. Love you, bye.
Scott Mills 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Sinead's got everything about Beyonce right now. What's going on?
So, yes, the Formation World Tour kicked off last night in Miami, and this is how she introduced it.
Welcome to the Formation Tour. If you came to slay tonight, say I slay. If you slay every day, say I slay.
I slay.
So it was a 37-song set list, leading towards newer material, but wow, epic gig. You're going to definitely get your money's worth if that one, if you are going to see them. It won't be a sort of Reggie and Bolly affair down in Cornwall. No surprise guests, but perhaps she's saving them for later in the tour. She dedicated the night to Prince, saying, "Thank you for your beautiful music." And then later, Purple Rain was played out during a costume change and the stage lit up purple and the crowd sang along. So that was lovely. The dancing was spectacular. The bits I've seen, it just looks incredible. But Prince wasn't the only one to get a shout out. She dedicated Halo, which came right at the end of the set, to Jay-Z, saying, "I want to dedicate this song to my beautiful husband. I love you so much." And that was the only reference she made to anything that's going on outside the release of her album. Throughout the show. Now, the tour merchandise is good. She's selling her own Boycott Beyoncé t-shirts. And this is all because she's trying to capitalise on the Miami Police Union, who said they wanted to boycott her tour and not work as security because of her Super Bowl performance, which they perceived to be anti-police. She said later, it's not anti-police at all. So now she's got these Boycott Beyoncé t-shirts that all her crew are wearing and they look great.
What, so her t-shirts say Boycott Beyoncé? Saying yeah. you can buy those.
Yeah, you can buy them at the gigs, yeah. Yeah.
That really? Seems like a flawed idea.
It's kind of reverse psychology there.
Is it?
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, it's just saying to the Miami Police Union, look, you know, I've got this sorted. I'm going to make money out of you saying you don't want to be at my show.
Fair enough.
Okay, so moving on to one of her good friends and former Destiny Child pal, Kelly Rowland. Now, I don't know about you, Scott, but I have been guilty of agreeing to do an interview with a celebrity about something in order to get them to talk about something completely different.
Definitely, yes.
Yes. So, poor Kelly Rowland. She was invited onto a Chicago TV station yesterday to promote whatever it is she is up to. But of course, she got asked about Beyoncé and whether she's heard the new album, Lemonade.
Have you heard it yet?
Sure have. It's great. It's absolutely great.
Really different though, right?
Ooh.
Yes, really different.
But
getting back to what I'm here to talk about, Claritin, I'm very excited to be teaming up with Claritin.
She's a professional.
Hang on a second. Did she say, "I'm very excited to be teaming up with Claritin"?
That's it. That's what she was there to promote.
Off of hay fever. Sorry, Kelly. Anyway, back to me and my deal with Claritin.
You can imagine the poor producers are just like, brilliant, we're going to get to talk all about Beyoncé.
Can we talk about Beyoncé? No, Beck and Ace.
Oh dear. Right, okay, so some exciting new music releases have been announced overnight. Firstly, Calvin Harris is teaming up with Rihanna again, 5 years on from We Found Love. The announcement came on both of their Twitter pages with the artwork for the track, and it's called This Is What You Came For, and it will be out tomorrow.
Yes, remember, it's New Music Friday tomorrow on Radio 1. We'll kick it off. On Fridays, we add loads of new stuff to the Radio 1 playlist. Loads of artists release their new material on Fridays, and we will be playing that Calvin and Rihanna track on tomorrow morning's breakfast show.
Also tomorrow, Drake's much anticipated album is out, called Views from the Six. He released the track listing overnight. No clues as to any collaborations at the moment. Will Rihanna feature? Or perhaps more interestingly, could some of the UK grime artists be on there? Because, you know, it's been claimed that he's signed to JME and Skepta's Boy Better Know label. He also is friends with the Section Boys. You might remember he appeared on stage with them after he performed at the Brits earlier this year. So there could be some interesting collaborations. We'll find out tomorrow. Now, as well as the music, everyone loves a good Drake meme, right?
Yeah. They do really well, don't they?
So already a Drake meme generator has been created in the light of the release of this album, and they've called it Drake's Views. So it's using the artwork from the new album, which, if you haven't seen, is a tiny little Drake, probably photoshopped, sat on this huge tower in Toronto. So this meme generator allows you to put that little Drake anywhere. So there's loads have gone around already. He's been put on Rihanna's bum while she's twerking up against him at the Brits, and he's looking down at his smaller self. So that's a good one. I think that's my favourite. He's in Will Smith's mouth. He's on the side of a bowl of pasta, and he's also on the Iron Throne from Game of Thrones.
Literally everywhere.
Everywhere.
Even Will Smith's mouth. Okay, good. Thanks, Sinead.
Thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today is a live lounge day, and doing the live lounge is Frances. Good morning.
Good morning.
You sound really awake.
I've been up since five. I'm very jet lagged.
Oh, are you? Because you've been to America, haven't you?
Yeah, which was amazing. But I quite enjoy jet lag in a weird kind of way.
I know what you mean. It is quite fun.
It's quite fun because I don't really know where I am. I have, like, not really any filter, which is kind of fun.
Awesome.
But, yeah, no, I'm really excited for today. So.
Well, here's hoping you don't crash about midday.
Yeah, can you imagine? Yeah. Asleep on the keys.
Wait, where are you at the moment, then, at home?
I'm at my flat in London, yeah.
OK, and what's for breakfast, please, Frances?
I'm going to have some porridge.
Good. Yeah. And how are you warming up for today's live lounge?
Well, I kind of worked out my cover in hotel rooms while at Coachella, which was kind of bizarre. And then today I'm going to do a bit of steaming on the old voice, have a herbal tea.
Going to steam. Then, what does that mean? Sorry, what does that mean, the steaming?
I have this weird little steamer. You kind of inhale just boiled water.
Right. Do you put a towel over your head?
No, I've got like a little steaming device.
Oh, that is very professional.
Are you ill?
I'm not ill, no.
No, but she's a bit jet lagged, and it'll help the voice, right, Frances?
We should do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to get one of those. I'm just steaming my voice, darling.
They're like a fiver. They're great.
Are they? What? I'm so there. Right, I'm going on Amazon in a minute. How was Coachella, please?
Oh my God, it was amazing.
Is it amazing? Is it? It looks to me to be very different to like a UK festival.
Yeah, but it's in the desert, so it's like bizarre.
Yeah.
Because UK festivals are used to kind of like tramping around in mud, but here you're like in a sandstorm.
Is it kind of crazy? It looks to me like it's all sections though, like here's where you dance, here's where you can drink beer.
Yeah, no, it is. Because they're so funny about alcohol over there. So if you want to drink, you're like penned in. It's kind of weird.
So if you want to have a beer, you have to go to a special beer bit.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
But it makes it quite nice.
Okay.
Kind of nice because it's quite a nice kind of clean atmosphere.
Yes. Cool. Okay. And who else did you enjoy watching while you were there?
Churches.
Yeah.
They're incredible.
Amazing.
I've never seen them live. Their live show is like, amazing. Years and Years.
Yes.
Halsey. Ridiculous. Incredible.
Yeah.
Disclosure. Yeah, I saw that actually. It was great.
Really good. In a good way, Frances. Every time I play this track on Radio 1, it makes me feel really sad in a good way. You know what I mean? You are good at the sad ones, aren't you?
Sorry.
You're good at the ballads.
Thank you.
You watch. Now her next track will be like something like Cake by the Ocean.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I'd love that. Okay, so last time you were in the live lounge, you did Justin Bieber. That was your cover. What Do You Mean?
Yeah.
Because you were like a last-minute replacement, weren't you? And it went down so well.
Yeah, but that was kind of great because I had like no time to get nervous.
Yeah,
I was straight in there.
I think it's more like a super sub situation rather than replacement. I don't think that does you any favours. I think super sub.
Well, look at now. She's having a steam. She's having some porridge. She's getting ready for her own live lounge today, second time. What's your cover going to be?
So I'm going to do a mashup of 7 years and stressed out.
Wait a second.
I'm just taking that in.
Okay, so you're doing a Lucas Graham and 21 Pilots mashup.
Yeah, I am.
This is my favourite. Okay, awesome.
And in a ballad style?
Kind of ballady, but not like sad ballady.
Right.
Okay. And this is something. Yeah. This is something you worked out in your hotel room while you were at Coachella.
Yeah.
Amazing. So
this wasn't a jet lag decision, was it? You're confident on this one?
Yeah. No.
You're sticking by your choice.
Absolutely, yeah. No,
I can't
I'm gonna
wait.
Do something else when I get
there. Okay. Hey, listen, right. Go have some porridge then, and I'll speak to you a bit later. Francis in the live lounge today with Clara from Midday. Thank you, Francis.
Amazing. See you later.
Have a good one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I saw Beyonce dedicated Halo to her beautiful husband Jay-Z last night on stage in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Formation tour first night. And then got two fans on stage to dance to Single Ladies. Just lazy that. Please dance yourself. I've paid money for my ticket.
Also, does she not have background dancers? Surely.
Yeah. Also, it's never going to be as good. Two fans dancing to Single Ladies.
As
Beyonce is.
Rubbish, and you only know one bit of it anyway, don't you? You can't fully do the whole thing.
I can just do the ring bit, that's it. Also, back off, Beehive, I'm just making an observation. Don't go Piers Morgan on me. It's 8:10. What's going on, Chris?
Well, I don't know about you, but my family has a WhatsApp group between, like, mainly sort of cousins, uncles, parents, stuff like that, like a family WhatsApp group, so we can kind of update each other with what's going on. It's a nice way of keeping in contact.
Was it started just to kind of make arrangements for nights out and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm sure it was, but I can't quite remember the exact reason why it started. But anyway, we've got this WhatsApp group. In fact, we've got a couple of different ones for sort of different members of the family, but then there's one sort of main family group, and it has mainly members of my girlfriend's family.
Right.
And anyway, so every now and then they post up pictures and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But only the other day, my girlfriend's dad has clearly discovered a video that was doing the rounds a few years ago of a lady that filmed herself while she's on the toilet.
Okay.
Right? And she's on the toilet and she's singing a song. It was quite big at the time. It had a few million views. I think it had like 6 million views at the time.
Okay. Shall I press play on this?
It was posted a while ago. It's this video.
Sitting on the toilet. Sitting on a toilet. Sitting on a toilet.
I think I remember this.
Sitting on a toilet.
Wasn't this like 5 years ago?
Yeah, probably.
Right. That's quite a family thing to do, though, isn't it? It's like, oh, have you seen this video? Yeah, it was 5 years ago.
Okay, but my girlfriend's dad loves this video so much. He's only just discovered it.
It's a lady there on the toilet just going, sitting on the toilet.
Yeah. He's become fully obsessed. So when I'm around at my girlfriend's parents' house, often you can hear him on the toilets shouting that very loudly.
Oh, how lovely.
So anyway, this has now developed to a situation which is currently ongoing, whereby different members of my girlfriend's family are now posting in the WhatsApp group videos of themselves sitting on the toilet.
Oh, this is weird.
It's really, really weird.
Okay.
So I got sent a couple of these recently. And
your cousin doing it, is that right?
So my girlfriend's cousin
sent
a clip of him on the toilet.
Sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet.
Oh, they really love it, don't they?
Sitting on the toilet.
Okay, good.
Now, I can just about deal with that. You know, young guy, he's I can kind of get why he's doing it.
Can I ask, are they wearing clothes? Or do you just see the top half? Or?
He was.
Okay, good.
But my girlfriend's uncle wasn't when he sent this video.
Sitting on the toilet.
Oh, I don't like it.
Sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet.
That's actually horrible.
Sitting on the toilet.
Uncle Kev there.
Sitting on the toilet.
Can I see that video?
Sitting on the toilet.
Ah! Oh, so he's naked.
He's naked and just wearing a chain.
Just a chain then. Uncle Kev.
And you know how WhatsApp just saves to your phone? This is the kind of thing my girlfriend's family are sending me to the WhatsApp group.
Which is great.
Well, I don't know.
Sitting on the toilet.
Goes quite well with this song.
Sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet.
Okay, enough of that, please. Here's Western on Radio 1.
I'ma make your love come down.
Scott Mills Daily.
Chris just revealed the quite strange videos that he's getting sent from... Is it your uncle?
It's my girlfriend's uncle.
Girlfriend's uncle. Listen to this.
Sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet.
Oh, I really don't like it.
Sitting on the toilet.
And it's clear from the video that he's on the toilet.
Yeah.
Sitting on the toilet.
Oh! He is actually sitting on the toilet. You can tell because, well, it doesn't look like he's got any clothes on there.
He's got his chain on.
Just a chain.
I've had several of these kind of videos.
I don't want to hear that or see it.
It's just a current family craze, really, isn't it?
Hello, Rebecca.
Hiya.
That's pretty weird, isn't it? That family video thing.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Can your family beat it though?
Yeah, we call each other Bear.
You call each other Bear.
Yeah. So I'm Becky Bear. I have my sister, which is the Bear. I have Father Bear, and I've got Mother Bear, and I've got Jessica Bear too.
Is this a current family craze that you've got going on?
It's been going since that film Paddington Bear that came out a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Well, it's been going since then.
Why?
Well, my sister, she was like 16 at the time, and she fell in love with the film, and she wanted to be called the Bear. And so we've been calling her the Bear ever since, and I hated it at first. But I've sort of really got into it now, and I'm Becky Bear.
Right, okay, so your 16-year-old sister was like, right, you must now refer to me as the Bear.
Yes.
And you thought, this is weird, but then what made you all change your names to various members of the Bear family?
That sounds so weird.
It does.
I came home for summer from being at uni, and my mum and my dad, they kept saying, the Bear, the Bear, the Bear. And I started to get really jealous. Because I wanted a nickname too, and so I got on a bandwagon, and now I'm Becky Bear.
So you're Becky Bear, and then this is just something that your family has embraced, right?
Yes, definitely.
It's like your little in-joke for your family.
In-joke, yes, but other people know about it.
They do now.
Mm. So do friends of the family also call you the Bears now?
Yeah, like my dad at work, his office friends, they ask, like, how are the Bears?
And this is so weird.
That's proper cringe.
All my friends at uni, they know about it, but they think it's absolutely mental.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for you, it's normal now. It's just how your family talk to each other and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird if we don't have, like, a day where we say the Bear or something to each other.
Is it different types of bear, then? There's one, like, a grizzly bear, there's one, a polar bear, etc.?
It's just whatever bear we feel like. My little sister, who's the main bear, oh, it's so weird, she's the main bear, and, like, she does, like, a roar, like, to start a conversation.
What do you mean?
What are you on about?
So to describe it, we have a group chat called The Squad. And so if we want to talk to each other, we send a voice clip.
Sorry, your family... Is this on WhatsApp?
Facebook.
Okay, so your family Facebook group is called The Squad.
The Squad.
Yeah, that's interesting, actually, for the different names of the sort of the family WhatsApp groups and the Facebook groups.
What's your name?
Do you know what? I'll have a look for you now. Hang on.
Awesome.
Are you sure you can say it?
No.
Are you coming?
That's amazing.
Have you found it?
I found it, yeah. So it did have another name originally, but it's currently called Mighty Orns.
Mighty Orns?
Yeah, which is obviously a reference to Watford. Yeah.
Watford.
But it's like a family group.
Yeah. So it's fine because it's in the family, but if anyone else saw it, it would be highly embarrassing.
We've got distracted here, Rebecca. You were telling us about how your sister makes a roaring sound to start a group conversation with your family.
Yeah, go on, tell us more.
Okay, so in the group chat, if we go a few hours without sort of messaging each other, my sister or my dad will sort of send a voice clip of, like, them roaring, and we reply with a roar, and then we sort of message a mighty roar, lol.
Wow.
Unless I'm misunderstanding this, what you're saying is you're messaging each other on Facebook by roaring. Different members of your family are sending roars to your Facebook group. Can you imagine this with you and your family, Scott? So your dad summons the squad by sending a roar, then everyone has to take it in turns to roar back to kind of start the meeting.
Yep.
Can you give us a quick blast of what you mean by a roar?
Do you want me to do a roar now?
Yeah, the one that you would normally do to your family.
Yeah. Okay. Imagine we're assembling the squad.
Okay, you've sort of got to prepare for it.
Okay.
Like, take a deep breath and all that.
Go for it.
And then you just go, roar! And it's...
Yeah, I can tell you've done that before.
Yeah.
That's
many times a day.
About that. I'm just wondering if you should quickly, so we can get the messages, summon the squad now, if you just record it into your Facebook now. And then we should get the reply, shouldn't we?
One sec, I've got a bit of an awful phone. Hopefully they're awake.
Yeah.
squad. Do you want me to record one?
Yeah, go on, and let's get them assembled.
Okay. Okay, excuse me for just 1 second.
No worries. This is not normal. And then you wait for them to come back, do you?
Yeah.
Who's normally first? Is it Daddy Bear?
or Vicky, my sister. Cool. The bear. She's the main one, so.
So what do you want to do here, Scott? Do you want to just wait?
Yeah, I think I want to wait.
Wait for the bears? All right, fine.
Listen, would you be able to maybe send me some voice clips on email of the roars that you get back?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's cool.
I really want to hear like how the conversation goes from here on.
Okay, I can do that.
Oh, wow, I can't wait to hear what the replies are going to be as the family, the bears assemble.
they should assemble pretty quickly. So.
Okay. All right, I'll come back to you then.
As bears do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
As soon as you get some roars back from the family, let me know, okay?
Yeah, I will do.
Just email me. All right, speak in a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills. This is BBC Radio 1.
A little bit ago, we were talking to Rebecca about how her family are called the Bears. It's a nickname they have for each other. And when they're doing a family chat on Facebook, all they have to do is send a voice note to each other going, roar.
As family things go, it's one of the strangest things I've ever heard. But you know, every family's different.
Every family's got like a little thing that only they do.
Yeah.
So once all of the family have roared back on Facebook by sending a voice note, then they can assemble.
Yeah. The squad assembles, as they call it, and they have a family meeting.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hiya.
I've got mail.
Hey.
Thanks for that.
I can't believe how quickly the bears assemble.
I know, it's ridiculous. They're very good that way.
The roar goes out and the bears are coming.
Yeah, it's very funny.
If people have just switched on, just explain what your family does.
Okay, so we have a group chat called the squad. And in the squad, we are known as bears. So I'm Becky Bear, my sister's the bear, and I've got father bear and mother bear. And if we want to talk to each other, we just send a voice message of ourselves just roaring, and everybody else comes running to say hello.
Why don't you just say hello?
Because it's more fun this way.
It's just
funny, and it's something we do.
A few songs ago, Rebecca, what noise did you make to summon the rest of the bears?
Roar!
Yeah, so you sent that to them on a voice note on Facebook. And now you've just sent me what you've got back. You love this. Can you believe this is actually on the radio and not just in your family circle?
Oh, I haven't actually told my family yet.
Oh, good. Okay, so this is what your sister Vicky Bear, the bear, sent back to you. Let me just play this here.
Wow. You can see why she's the original bear. This is complete madness.
And Daddy Bear got involved as well. Here's his.
So he sent that to his daughters there. It's all good.
So do yours again. And now they can all assemble and chat.
It's the bears.
Everyone's been called. Everyone knows what's going on.
Wait, do you do the roar thing when you're out in public? So let's say you can't quite see Daddy Bear. Do you roar to get his attention?
No. So say if we're out shopping and I've lost him in a shop, I just awkwardly walk around, and when I see him, I just like, just do like a little mini roar just to alert him that I'm there.
All right, so you still will roar?
But only quietly.
Okay. So you don't get the full... just get like a little one.
Yeah.
This is so good. This is so strange.
I feel like I'm getting real insight into the workings of your family here, Rebecca. Also, you've got the best laugh.
Do I?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's good.
I think you've got the best family as well. Woo-hoo! I love that, you know, your dad could be doing anything, could be busy with something. Yeah, he gets a roar and he's just got to take his phone out.
Yeah.
And he's and
straight back on. Thanks so much for being on.
Thank you.
No, she's not roaring back because we're not part of the family.
Do you want me to roar?
No, it's okay.
Well, you don't have to, but no, I do feel silly now.
We're not in the squad, obviously. Love you, bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
On Twitter, Avicii's given out his number because he wants his fans to stay in touch now he's retired. So we rang the phone earlier, and it plays levels to you.
Plays levels, but no answer from Avicii. I've sent him a couple of texts, actually.
So to him, it's no just reply. Ringing, but we get like a polyphonic who version of levels.
It's blowing my mind that I honestly didn't know you could do that.
It's really clever.
And someone said it's basically like an answer machine, but it's not because it was ringing. It was still ringing.
I do remember when you could get songs played. So when the person, when you're calling someone, that a song would play, a song of their choice.
Yeah.
So it turns out that the Bear family that roar to each other are not alone. The Marshall family have been on. They tooted each other like this. Do you know why? It says on the text, this is due to my younger brother having abnormally large lips that we compare to a trumpet. So now that's how the whole family, all of the Marshalls, communicate.
It is all a bit weird, but then each family's their own, and every family has their own little quirks, I guess, don't they?
Yeah, like this family. They don't do it on Facebook, but the family has a weird tradition of smelling new people.
Yeah.
like if a new girlfriend or boyfriend comes to visit the family, just to freak them out, they will actually go and smell them.
That needs investigating. Also,
my sister's new boyfriend doesn't talk to and avoids my cousin at the moment because of this.
I know.
That's from Vic.
I know what really weirds you out is, do you know in my family we have the birthday clown?
That's
still
weird as well. What is
which
that?
Which we've had from quite a young age.
But can you remind me what that is again?
What it is we've got this really sort of tatty paper clown thing that every year when it's one of my sister or my brother's birthdays, it goes up on the living room door, this paper clown thing.
It's
birthday clown.
I don't like it. It's a little bit cultish. I don't like it.
What's cultish?
I don't know. It's just a bit like it's a clown. It's kind of weird.
But
where
always,
does it go on the?
It's just on the living room door. So it's like when it's your birthday, the birthday clown will be up.
That's weird. Yeah. Will says, I've never cried with laughter so much this morning. Hashtag the Bears. Sarah laughing actual tears at the Bears roaring on Radio 1 this morning. Comedy gold without realising it. Hashtag the Bears. Oh, hang on. Matt Emerson's been on.
Yep.
To my phone. Joining in the conversation. Here we are. He says, my family are a bunch of winkers. So they throw winks at each other all the time without really knowing that they're doing it. Kind of odd for non-family members who are with us. And they just keep wondering why we're all winking at the dinner table.
That's a massive hoot.
Really weird.
That's wink murder, isn't it? No. How rubbish is that game?
Oh, having a little wink.
Also, it's impossible to play wink murder.
Winking to your family is weird.
Whenever you played wink murder, right, the game would be over too quickly. Because you just go around the place winking at everyone. It's the worst game ever. Has anyone ever played Wink Murder to a more professional level? Because I always thought it was such a naff game.
Okay. I feel like I've said wink too much now. Can we stop saying that?
Speaking of Matt Evanson, have you heard him, heard what he's up to in the afternoons at the moment?
Go on.
He's obviously in for our show.
Yeah.
Well, this afternoon, he's, and I don't fully understand this, but he's blowing up a balloon, right?
Right.
But you're able to tune in and watch this. So he's got a massive balloon.
How big?
Like massive balloon. He's got his hands on it. Mm. And he's going to be pumping away.
Right. For the whole show?
I believe there's a load of people that are going to get involved. So I imagine there'll be some celebrities there and stuff like that. And it's going to be like a live pumping sesh. Right?
Okay. Will there be any music played or?
Yeah. I believe so. But anyway.
Just want to look after the 1-4 slot. Do you know what I mean? I want to see a massive dip.
Oh, that sounds like you're disapproving of this.
No, it sounds great. What's the science behind it?
It's because the idea is you're going to be able to tune in and watch it, and then at some point it's going to burst. You know, like those things that you often see on Facebook, if you're really bored, you end up watching them and think,
yeah,
this might actually be quite rubbish.
They do quite well, though, don't they?
If you're listening, Matt.
They do.
And then you watch it and find that you've just been watching it for 2 hours waiting.
Yeah.
I remember, didn't it happen with a watermelon once, where they put rubber bands on a watermelon?
Yeah.
Loads of people ended up watching it, and then eventually it burst, and everyone just went back to their lives.
It is one of those things where, like, probably a lot of people will watch this today. So that's happening with Matt Edmondson at one. Yeah. Him in a 7-foot balloon.
Just to make you aware of what's going on.
Okay, good. It's nice to know that the show's been looked after.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We need to get our bangers out.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, this is a competitive game that we normally do in the afternoon. It's Chris 2, Scott 1 this week. I pick a song. Chris picks a song. One of you decides what gets on. Gets very, very competitive in her. And also, we don't know what each other has chosen. Hello, Kai.
Hello, how are you, boys?
All right, lads.
All right, mate.
Yeah, where are you, please?
I am currently on the motorway. Pulled over, though, of course. All legal for me.
Okay, so you know about bangers, and who do you normally go for?
Normally a crisp type of guy.
I knew you were going to say that. I don't know why, but listen, let me try and persuade you otherwise. Oh, you weren't expecting that.
I wasn't.
You weren't, were you, eh? Huh? See, I'm not a one-trick pony. It's not just... Hello? It's not just Demi Lovato.
Oh, that is quite good from the pony over there.
Thank you. What?
It's one-trick pony.
Oh.
Oi, that is a good song. Or you
White
could
Stripes.
Have this.
Also good.
Classic Sheeran.
I don't know.
You what?
You haven't made it easy, have you?
No, well, that's the idea, really. Okay, Kai. White Stripes or Ed Sheeran?
Oh, what do I go with? You want to make this one easy? Right, I reckon I got a decision here. I reckon I'm going to have to go with Scott this time, I think.
No, fair enough.
Got it.
Pretty hard to beat that, really. Seven Nation Army, White Stripes on BBC Radio 1. Matthew's been on. Oh, and also James. Matthew loved it. James says, just working out in the sun, yeah? Rocky along to the Stripes. Chris's response, fair enough. Is he gutted? I think he sees that song can't be beaten.
A little bit gutted, but I think that was a fair enough choice. 2-2. Brings it all on for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Also, Nathan Amesbury says, bangers seem very rushed today, Scott. Are you okay, hon? I'll be honest with you, Nath. I've got a lot on. I've got to do Nick's tape now.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Carol Kirkwood.
Good morning, Scott. What are you laughing at?
It's wicked having you on.
I've just been reminded about the last time when you played Innuendo Bingo. Oh. And you couldn't really spit, so you just opened your mouth and the water just kind of dropped out.
I know, I don't like spitting. I'm the wrong person for this game.
Well, why
really
you come
like
back?
Because it's a revenge match.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Chris. Stand by. You're going to get drenched.
How's the weather looking today, Carol? Is it all right? How was your weather today? Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did enjoy it. It was good.
Yeah.
The weather's very changeable at the moment. There's lots going on.
Must be a field day for you right now.
Does that make it a good day for you or not? Yes. I don't understand.
It makes it a very good day for me because when it's quiet, if it's just, for example, sunny and it's going to be 25, it's very nice to be in that, I think.
Mm.
But, you know, that's all that it is. Whereas today we've got rain, we've got sleet, we've got snow, we've got hail, we've got thunder and lightning. It's quite breezy.
Something
we've
for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something something going on everywhere for everyone.
What would you do, Carol, if you lived in a really hot country? Let's say you lived in, I don't know, like Saudi Arabia or something, where the weather's literally about 35 and sunny every day. Would that make your job really boring?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
It's good having...
good weather bands.
Weather bands. I tried. At least I tried.
You might get a sandstorm or something if you lived there and it would be hot. But, you know, you wouldn't... I wouldn't... I would burn in that kind of weather. So
yeah.
You'd be in your air-conditioned
You wouldn't swap the British weather for a thing, would you?
No, but I would quite like a bit more of the 28 and sunshine.
Yeah.
Carol, you know that you're queen of the weather.
No.
Yes, you are.
Is it a bit like with weather forecasters on TV? Is it a bit like Anchorman? Where sometimes you're looking at sort of the new ones coming through and do you know what I mean? There's a rivalry and...
No, because I train a lot of the new ones coming through and I tell them everything I know.
Well, I hope you tell them the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You can't be being replaced, Carol. Do you know what I mean?
Someone new walks into the weather room and they're like, who is that?
Hasn't there been it is Anchorman, isn't it? Where it's excuse me, there's been loads of films like that. They should do a weather one. It'd be awesome.
It'd be funny.
So Carol, God knows why, for some reason has come back to play Innuendo Bingo today and she says it's going to be a revenge match on you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just asked Carol what time she gets up in the morning to do the weather. Guess what time?
Oh, it's going
to
be horrific, isn't it?
Have a guess.
I actually don't. Well, where do I go? Five?
Five? I'm here at five.
No. What time do you get up, Carol?
2:45.
And you go to bed at what, one?
Oh.
Three.
No, she goes to bed at eight.
How do you do that?
Chris, I have no friends, no life, nothing.
That's why she's here, just because it's warm and dry and she can speak to people.
Yeah.
You're my best friends.
Oh, no. And what have you got coming up? Have you got, because they often put you in quite quirky places to do the weather.
Here's the thing, when they send her on location, she's like in Keswick by a lake. She gets up even earlier. What, like, she gets up before she goes to bed. No, what time do you get up?
Sometimes I get up at 1 in the morning to drive to where I'm going. Just make sure I'm there in time. Because there's so much to do in the mornings. You know, we've got conferences, and when you're on location, you don't have monitors or anything, or we don't use AutoQ anyway.
No, I saw a documentary about this, though, and it followed you. I think it followed you around for a day. And what was amazing about it is whilst you're getting your makeup and all that kind of stuff done, you're getting briefed like the president. It's like all this stuff happens. You'd love it, Scott.
What,
so you sit there getting your makeup done, right?
But who briefs you?
Wardrobe. And people come out and there's discussions about the weather. All quite frantic.
I love it.
True that.
That's a conference we're taking part in. That's the Met Office. So we all discuss the weather at that point.
So
put what we call the weather story together for the day. But there's a chief forecaster in the Met Office who's been studying it all night and knows all the nuances. So when we come in, it might be, that's coming in a bit faster than we thought, or a bit slower, or whatever it might be.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you agree with the new names for the hurricanes, Carol? Trying to do more weather bugs.
What do you think of Verasami?
Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah, okay. Jack Garrett is next with Surprise Yourself, and then I'm going to put you and Carol in position for today's Innuendo Bingo.
Right. This is going to be a right rivalry.
You're
sorry.
Being very naughty today, Chris.
I'm not being naughty. I'm just weather bands.
Chris, you're in deep doo-doo.
Oh, no.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've decided that Carol Kirkwood might be my favourite person at the BBC. Are you having fun, Carol?
I am having a lot of fun. I had to have a wee practice.
We've never had this before. So whilst that song was playing, Carol said she wanted to have a quick practice.
Literally
just took some water in her mouth and spat at me. Like, no innuendos or anything.
Now I've got the giggles, Chris. You're in trouble.
I'm glad that you've been practising. Remember, what you're hearing isn't rude. It's just innuendo, Carol, OK?
OK.
Because I know you're not a rude person.
No.
But let's make it rain. Innuendo Bingo is on with Carol Kirkwood.
Right.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
The cameras are on. You can watch Carol Kirkwood soaking Chris now on the Radio 1 website. It's time for the revenge, Carol. Make it a good one. Don't just let it drop out your gob again.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Are you still wearing TV makeup?
Fine. Okay, good. So Carol's got the water in her mouth. She's ready to go. Chris, if you could do the same. Thank you.
Right,
Carol.
Scott, you've had a word with her before.
I haven't talked to her.
You have.
That was a belter.
There's not been any clips yet, Carol.
I got ready too soon.
I'm going to have to yellow card you, Carol.
Oh, dear.
Water, please. First, we're going over to BBC weather presenter Carol Kirkwood. Now, we join Carol standing on top of a cherry picker. Some people really made the most of the fantastic view.
What a great vantage point you've got there, Carol. Have you had a chance to sort of wave to people out over the balcony?
I've even had my photograph taken from down below and tweeted.
Carol's just randomly spitting for no reason now. Doesn't even wait for the end of the clip.
I've even had my photograph taken from down below and tweeted.
What a treat. Water, please. Next, we're going to the MotoGP highlights on ITV4. And here is the one reason Valentino Rossi has been at the top of his game for so many years.
Just over 5 miles left to go under the Jerez de la Frontera sunshine. It's been a beautiful day once the fog was burned off. And And the man who's blown them off is Valentino Rossi.
Valentino Rossi really in a league of his own there.
And the man who's blown them off is Valentino Rossi.
Thank you, Carla, for emailing that to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Keep your clips coming in. We couldn't do any Unibingo without you. How are you feeling, Carol? Pretty wet?
Wet.
Did you bring spare clothes, though?
Yes, I did. See, I remember the last time, Chris.
Yeah, I forgot to bring spare pants, so I had to fashion some out of a onesie.
We really, the clothes situation is really desperate now. We need to get new clothes. OK, water, please. Next, we're going to BBC One for Rip Off Britain. And a problem I think we've all encountered at some point. Even you, Carol.
Now it seems like you get a white gunge coming out of it. And the white stuff tastes awful. It's like something you would scrape off the side of the bath. When I see the white stuff, I just scrape it off before it kind of sets itself on the meat.
It's true, there is more fat and white stuff on bacon these days. Has anyone else noticed that? They certainly have on Rip Off Britain.
When I see the white stuff, I just scrape it off before it kind of sets itself on the meat.
OK, water, please.
This is almost like change ball. It's a Wimbledon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my word. People are loving your laugh, Carol Kirkwood.
I'm going to be looking at Alice Cooper at the end of this. I forgot to take off my makeup. Boom!
Thanks for that, Carol. You're listening to Radio 1.
Can't say that.
Here we go. You can. Water, please.
I had to hoo and release water at the same time there.
Now we're going over to radio presenter Simon Mayo. Radio presenter on Radio 2. When you've got as much experience as Simon, you always know how to ask callers the best questions.
Where are the fireworks, John?
At the marina here.
Oh, OK.
Yeah.
So, and are you going with anyone special, or are you just going to go down on yourself?
What happened?
I'm completely soaked. Yeah.
So, and are you going with anyone special, or are you just going to go down on yourself?
That's a good question. Water, please. Should we have one today? Next time, Carol, right in the face. Get him. Uh-oh. We're going over to Darren Bett now, doing the weather. Carol, does Darren know as much about your evening plans as he does for colleague Alice on BBC London? Let's find out.
We've got this cloud over us right now. We're going to find some spells of rain. Could be a short, sharp burst of rain. Looks like Alice is going to get wet when she's out clubbing tonight.
Oh, Alice.
Oh, no, my voice. Oh, no, I've just realised my laugh's as high as Carol Kirk's.
You are, you're trying to copy her laugh.
Oh, ow.
Oh,
ow. Oh, I've got all hot.
Oof. Looks like Alice is going to get wet when she's out clubbing tonight.
Okay. Okay, reload your waters, please, because you might need quite a lot for this one. So if you spit, reload. We're going over to Jeremy Vine on Radio 2, where Jeremy and his guests discuss a wide variety of topics. Although maybe they should have left this one off air.
It doesn't come to a sharp point, but it could certainly take an eye out quite easily. So you have to be very careful here.
Absolutely.
And particularly with the thrusting action, mm-hmm. obviously you commit, don't you? The body goes behind it. So
yeah.
You've got to make sure that the thrustee is in the right place. They move out the way.
All the time. You've got to be really disciplined in every single shot that you do. You can't just suddenly go, right, I'm going to aim for your chest, and you suddenly aim for the face.
Oh no, Carol just chucked it at him.
Water at me, Scott. Oh.
It was only a third of a
Carol, you've already got a yellow card.
You can't just suddenly go, right, I'm going to aim for your chest, and you suddenly aim for the face.
Jeremy, of course, learning how to sword fight in the studio there.
Even with the onesie, it's damp in the south, Scott. It's somehow got through. How have you done that? Jeans and onesie.
Lost it. Water, please.
You're just making me laugh.
Water, please.
Forget the innuendos. Just talk.
Next.
We should do a night out.
We really should. We're gonna, I'm going to arrange it.
You don't get evening, so do you?
You're going to have to go straight through, Carol. Can you get us up at one?
Can you imagine the weather the next day?
Leaves the pub, straight to the Met office. Water, please.
I can't get it in because I'm laughing too much.
We should rename this place the Wet Office, shouldn't we?
The Wet Office.
I love the way that it's got "please don't swear" all around the studio. Yeah.
Not that you ever would. No. Got to be honest, I've got a headache. Oh, water, please. Damp in the south. Just turn my jacket off and everything. Next on the BBC Red Button, our listener Johnny was watching the snooker earlier this week and was taken aback by what was happening on screen. This is why it's on late at night and only on the Red Button.
Well, he's going to play this brown in the middle of power shot. Got to be accurate.
Oh, what a shot!
Wow, that really was something special. Look at that deep screw.
What happened there, Carol? In the Wet Office.
Rename the studio.
A screw shot is when the ball, the cue ball, rolls back after making contact with the target. I don't know if you knew that.
But, knowledge.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Johnny in York sent that one in. One more.
One more. One more.
Have you got a tumble dryer in here, by the way?
And what do you think?
That we know that.
Why would we, Carol?
You're so aggressive.
Or maybe a mandolin, Scott.
What's that?
What's that?
What's that? Get out of here.
What is that?
You're not from the war, Carol.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Oh, I'm really sorry to Clara Amfo. We've got one more clip and then we'll just go straight in. Sorry, Clara. Right, here we go. Going over to Irish cricketer Owen Morgan now. And here Owen shares with us the incredible lengths that him and the team go into when they're training.
No, absolutely not. We've been training with wet balls the last week or so. We've been dipping them in buckets of water and still it couldn't compare to anything last night.
Is that it? Okay, right now it's gone into a full-on water fight now.
Look at that.
Well played, Carol.
Well played, Carol.
Oh, thank you.
That was a classic innuendo bingo right there. We're back tomorrow morning from 6:30 for Friday's breakfast show in for Grimmie.